Good morning. This is Karima Clark Robinson, representing the youth and youth leaders on the Pulpit Search Committee. The committee invited the entire membership of First Baptist Church to join us as we took on the leadership role for this year's annual prayer and fasting season that began January 3rd and ends tomorrow, Saturday, January 15th. As James 5:16 states, the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We have joined together over the last 14 days, recognizing that we have much to pray for in our search for a new pastor, new leadership, and a new direction for our church. We, the Pulpit Search Committee, plan to continue committed to this process. We now invite you to pray with us and for us as we continue to give up the comforts of life by fasting for at least one more day as we seek the presence of God over these affairs. We shall begin this morning's service with a musical selection, followed by a scripture reading by youth leader Sister Michelle DeVos. Following Michelle, we will be led in prayer by youth leader Yvonne Harris and youth leader Sister Darlene Williams. God bless you.
Good morning. I will be reading Micah 6:8. Again, Micah 6:8. He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God. God's word is blessed.
Good morning, First Baptist family and friends. I will be praying for Social Justice, Pastoral Search Committee, and Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker. We will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. This is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Father, your mercies are new every morning. Thank you for another day to show love to one another. Forgive us of our sins. Create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We know when you are excluded from our hearts, sin steps in, and the result is injustice in our world. Evil is all around us, and we see blatant racism and moral corruption, not only in our communities, but all over the world. Gracious Father, our prayer is that we treat others the way we want to be treated and to love our enemies. May our hearts and minds be open to accept similarities and differences among each other. Father, we want to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with you. As the Pastoral Search Committee seeks a pastor, we pray for the chairman to allow the Holy Spirit to lead him. We pray for the team to anchor themselves in you through studying, meditating, praying, and obeying your word. Dear Lord, thank you for sending Reverend Tucker to our church. Our prayer for our pastor is to continue to use him for your glory. Grant him more wisdom as he faithfully serves you and his congregation. We thank you for keeping him and blessing him. We thank Reverend Tucker for keeping us abreast of the latest health issues. We also pray for his physical, emotional, and spiritual well-being. We pray for covering for his protection and for his lovely daughter, Minister Lisa. We thank you and we praise you. We thank our First Baptist family and we honor them. Father, we glorify your name. And Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, thank you for this day. I thank you for this early morning prayer, Father God. We come to you, Lord, petitioning you that you would increase the social justice, Lord, that is becoming evident in some arenas, Father God. We have seen some victories lately, Lord, and we just ask, Lord, that you would increase, Father God. As Sister Harris said, there's so much evil in the world, Father God. But you are our justice. You are our lawyer. You are our defense, Father God. So we ask you that you would continue to fight our battles and protect us, Lord, as we live in this evil world, this world full of destruction. But there's also, Lord, been good in this world and people coming together to march against injustice, Father God. And we just ask that you would continue to rise the consciousness of not only our nation, but the world, Father God. And Father, that you would continue to convict people that are doing wrong and that you would call them out, Father God, amongst the whole nation, Father God, so that they can be justly punished for their crimes and for their injustice, Lord. I pray for our children, Father God. I pray that they would be conscious of how they navigate their lives, Father God, and the choices that they make and the friends they make, Father God, because if even though there is injustice, Lord, that everyone still has responsibility to make good choices, Lord. So I'm asking, Lord, that you would lead our young people to a better way of making choices, Lord, so that they can live upright lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and that they can handle disappointments and challenges in a more with more wisdom, Lord. Father God, I thank you for the Pastor Search Committee, Lord. I know that the task is hard because we've been so blessed for so long to have awesome pastors, and it's very hard to think that someone can fill the shoes of someone such as Reverend Tucker, who not only has served First Baptist well, but has served the community and even the nation well, Lord. So I know the task is hard because I've been blessed enough to be a part of this church, Lord. But we know that you are God and God all by yourself. And we know that there is someone out there that you have in mind for First Baptist so that we can continue the work that we've been doing throughout the years, Lord, so that we can be even guided to do more work, Lord. And we just know that if everyone on the committee will open their hearts and continue to daily pray and seek your face, Father God, you will certainly guide them and lead them to the right choices to present, Father God. Lord, amongst everything else, Lord, and everything that you've blessed us with, I just want to thank you for blessing us with Reverend Tucker and his supportive family, Lord. I thank you for Lisa, but I thank you for how Reverend Tucker, you just groomed him in such a way, Lord, from being a youth pastor to being a pastor at a small church to being a pastor at First Baptist. You just groomed him, Lord, and you made him special that even though he continued to age, he has a youthful heart and his mind is sharp and he's organized and all of those things that we've been blessed with, we might take for granted, Lord, but I know what a good God you are. So I ask, Lord, that you would help him to move into this next stage of his life where hopefully he will be that emeritus pastor that will continue to guide and lead in such a way while yet someone else tries to fill his shoes, Lord. Thank you, hallelujah, thank you for who he is and who he has been for all of us, Lord. Thank you for his health. Thank you for his many healings that you've given him over the years, Lord. And I just ask that you will continue to keep First Baptist, keep this youth ministry, Lord. Just fill us up with more things to give and to do for the young people of our church. And, Lord, please send us young leaders, Lord, because we're not getting younger, yet we still have young people, and they need leadership, Father God, that will be there to love them, protect them, and guide them, Lord. I thank you for all your blessings, your mercy, your grace, and your forgiveness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
We thank each of you who, in the words of our illustrious pastor, thought it not robbery to join us in prayer this morning. Let us continue to pray for each other, especially our young people. And please remember to join us tomorrow morning, the final day of our annual prayer and fasting season. Have a safe and blessed day.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be
man, no weapon. Formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh,
glory, glory,
oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over, victory is in one, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then it's all done.
Every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win the war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day